You know, OTAs is I don't rank OTAs. It's a little different. I kind of rank training camp. Right now, a lot of new guys on the team. Every year you have a new team, and right now we're just trying to get our chemistry down. So when we get to training camp, we can have an idea of how we're going to gel and which way we're going to go. But you get a lot of your work done during training camp. This time it's good. Don't get me wrong, but being an older player. You know, I'm a defensive guy, so, you know, we run around in shorts and shirts. That's not real football, so.
What about you? You have to have a different approach to this offseason. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I had a few days off from inflammation in my knee, but I'm feeling really good. That few days off helped me out a lot, so I'm feeling good. Achilles is fine, not feeling at all. Healthy. That's the main thing. If I can stay healthy, I can help this team.
Was that just maybe going from rehab to? Was that what brought about that inflammation, a little overuse?
You know, I don't know. You know, maybe because of playing back in football. Football is different from doing drills and stuff, but it wasn't a big scare or nothing. Just a little. A little swelling up. I guess they say when you get older that things happen like that. But I'm good now. I'm good.
So they're not telling you that there's any reason, there's nothing structurally, you know, they're not going to have to go in and do cartilage or anything?
No reason. No reason at all. Just old age.
He says this in real football, DJ, so drive you nuts not be able to hit somebody.
You know, it does. You know, sometimes the offense is clapping and stuff when you, you know, catch a ball over the middle. I'm like, come on, man! I would have killed them on that one, but it's a time for the offense. Actually, defense is usually ahead of the offense, usually, but right now is a good time for the offense to not be getting hit like that. To actually see some looks, get some passes, get some confidence going. Because when we get to training camp, it'll be a lot more hit.
That's what Alex was talking about. Like, it's almost like being the skill player's time.
Yeah, this benefits the offense a little bit more because they don't get hit. But offense got a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff to learn and a lot of plays. And mentally, they got a lot more than the defensive side of the ball. So, I mean, not that they're smarter than us, but it's just.
And they clap and stuff. They made a great play, but they're not getting hit.
Right, exactly. That's, you know, that's offensive. I can't wait to training camp, too. You know, we have. The audience always loves the offense when they score, but we're gonna give them a little taste of, you know.
Wait a minute, you're a veteran, you can't wait for training camp?
Yeah, you know what? I missed a lot of football last year, so training camp, I am itching at the bit trying to get back there.
You're so close to breaking the all-time tackles record here. Jeez, mm-hmm. What would that mean to you?
That would mean a lot. That would mean a lot, you know. That just lets you know. You know, just all the hard work paid off. You know, I've been here for a while, so should have been and broke the record, but, you know, got benched 1 year and all that. But, I should have it right now, but I'm a little bitter about that. But the good thing is I have another chance. I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity that I have, and it's going to be sweet when it happens.
It's $9.99. 1,000 tackles, what does that mean to you? Can you grasp that coming into the league? Did you think that was ever a possibility?
You know what? Throughout my career, I've always accomplished a lot and had different accolades, but I've always conquered where I was at the time. Never looked too far ahead, and this is another thing. Man, I first came to the league, I'm like, just trying to get the grasp of it, trying to be a Pro Bowl player, trying to do this, and now I got an opportunity to break the all-time Chiefs record. I mean, been really blessed.
You've had to work so hard since September just to get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So what will you do here in this next 5-6 weeks? Will you take a break?
Maybe a week after this I'll take a break, after this mini camp. But I'm going to hit it hard like I always do during the summertime. I will be smart and listen to my body at times when I am tired. Older player, you need to rest at times. But you can't rest too much because you got the young guys ready to go, and I need to start off where I left off. So,
will this happen in Austin, or will this where would it?
Yeah, I'll be in Austin.
Yeah, how many on a general day? How many guys are in there? NFL guys?
Oh, man. It's probably about 10 of us, you know, Arakpo and Jamal, Charles, and, man, it's a lot of guys, a lot of young guys from UT. Whoever's went to University of Texas, they come back, and we all work out together.
Is that helpful for you? I mean, to get those competitive juices maybe a little bit?
It is. You'd be surprised. You would think, you know, all the guys are in the NFL, and we're pretty confident in ourselves, and we don't have that competitive edge, but when we get out there running different drills and seeing what people have going on one-on-ones, it's, you know, that competitive energy comes out.
Getting ready for camp and the season, you guys don't back off at all? I mean, you go the same,
yeah,
the same speed?
You do. You can't back off because you have to be ready when you come here for training camp. Coach Reed runs a hard camp. So if you take it easy during the summertime and save too much of your body, you'll be a little bit behind when you come here.
Yeah,